If you want to have a great body, be a fabulous chef, or even do all your work in just 4 hours a week, then Timothy Ferris is the man to ask for advice. He is the author of The 4-Hour Workweek, The 4-Hour Body, and now The 4-Hour Chef.
So looking at the world's fastest language learners, a lot of the top performers in Silicon Valley and so forth, if you want to learn a new skill or deconstruct, or I should say solve a complex problem, there are a few steps, and it's represented by the acronym DISS, so D-I-S-S-S. That's how you remember it. The first is deconstruction, and that's taking something big and intimidating like learning Spanish, learning to swim, building a company, and breaking it down into smaller pieces. So that could be in the case of swimming. I couldn't swim until 3 years ago, and now can swim miles for relaxation. Is looking at, let's say, the different strokes, the arms, the feet, and then asking yourself, why have I failed this in the past, or why might I fail? In the case of swimming, it was breathing and kicking. So I asked the hypothetical question, how would I learn to swim if I had to do it without breathing or kicking? I know it's odd, but it helped me to track down this method called total immersion. All right, the next step is selection. This is the 80-20 analysis, finding and picking the 20% of activities or materials that will give you 80% or more of the results that you want. You can do this very effectively with languages. And I failed at Spanish when I first had to take it in school, concluded I was bad at languages, and I've since learned 4 or 5 in the last number of years. And you can do that very easily. For instance, with Spanish, you could use highest frequency words, which you can get through VizEd, VIS-ED.com. I have no affiliation. You could learn all the grammar of Spanish that you really need in the beginning in about 8 hours using Michelle Thomas, M-I-C-H-E-L, Thomas. The second S is sequencing, putting things in the right order. And this is the secret sauce for a lot of people. And examples of how to tweak this would be asking the question, what if I did the opposite of what is most common? So for instance, when I learned the Argentine tango, went from my first class to the world championships and a world record in about 5.5 months. The way that I did that was by learning the female role first. I learned to follow first and then learn to lead. One of the best chess players in the world, Josh Waitzkin, learned the very end of the game first. So king and pawn versus pawn, as opposed to starting with openers. So toying around with that sequencing is very, very important. And then lastly, stakes, and that's creating incentives. So a stick or a carrot. So you do what you're actually supposed to do, whether that's playing the guitar 3 times a week, going to the gym 3 times a week, whatever it might be. And you can do that very easily by going to a site like stick.com, S-T-I-C-K-K.com, where you choose an anti-charity, which is a charity you would rather nuke than give money to. And then you put a small amount of money in escrow. If you don't do what you say you're going to do, the money goes to this nonprofit in your name on the public record, and they have referees who will actually determine if you've done it or not. The most effective nonprofit at the moment for that anti-charity is the George W. Bush Congressional Library.
So that gets you to the point where you can do all of these things, but that sort of run up to it sounds like that takes quite a lot of time, actually. So there's that sort of balance in my head going on, like, well, it'd be really good to have that because that sounds really quick, but whoa, how many days is it going to take me to get there?
It takes longer to explain than to actually put into practice. So if we're looking at a skill like, let's just say, learning Spanish, with which everyone's been told takes a lifetime to become good at learning a language, adults can't learn it as quickly as children, both of which are completely untrue. Taking a day or two to do that type of hard thinking in the beginning will save you years and years of effort. So it depends on what type of skill you're trying to figure out. If it's how to take out the garbage as quickly as possible, you might just want to take out the garbage instead of thinking about it for 15 minutes. But if you're trying to do something like play the guitar, for instance, you can get very good at playing the guitar in 8 weeks, 4 to 8 weeks, no problem. Learning a language, building a company, even working on a relationship, then it's worth taking. Even an afternoon can be extremely effective. And for instance, the 80-20 analysis, I schedule an 80-20 analysis for 30 minutes every other Monday. So twice a month on every Monday, 30 minutes of 80-20 analysis. And it really helps to shave off a lot of stress and many, many hours of time.
And is that 80-20 analysis something that you can kind of do almost in a qualitative way? So you haven't got to sit there and work out all the stats and so on. It's more a, let's think about this. How do I feel about this one? How do I feel about that one? Otherwise, you get a sense of it naturally anyway.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you don't have to look at your timesheets or anything like that. I don't actually have timesheets. So you could very easily just ask yourself, what are the 20% of people and activities that are producing 80% of my stress and negative emotions? That helps you to determine what your not to do list is. It can take a very minimal amount of time. I mean, 5 to 10 minutes would also be better than nothing by far.
That's Timothy Ferris, author of, among others, The 4-Hour Chef. For more information, visit 4hourblog.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.